Dude, I'm off porn now. Off it forever.
You say that all the time.
No, I'm talking about morally, I'm off porn.
Why? What happened?
I was listening to the Chris Hedges book, the Farewell America Tour. It's called Farewell America, the tour, whatever it's called.
Okay.
Or America, the Farewell Tour. And he talks about porn, dude, and the way it works. And it's like the most horrendous, horrible shit.
What, the industry?
Yeah. It's like horrible.
Yeah.
And then, so what they do is you come into it, and there's girls who are like, it's like empowering for women. And they're just like girls with higher education degrees to like think about, like, I could be on a webcam for like 2 days. But it's like most people doing porn usually are like
poor
drug addled, sexually traumatized. And they're working at like a shit fucking job, and someone's like, you know, you can. They start stripping.
$500 to
start stripping a little bit, and someone's like, I know a guy who'll shoot porn. And the producer's like, just girl on girl, nothing crazy. And then you show up, and this is at least one girl's story. You show up, and for like the day of the shoot, and they look at you, and they're like, oh, I thought you were Asian, or like whatever you are. They're like, oh, well, you know, we actually have a lot of white chicks. I'm trying to think, like, would you let someone just come inside of you? And you're just like. Like you just took off work, you're at a porn shoot now, and you're like, fuck, I thought I was gonna get $1,000 today no matter what. Now they're kind of hanging it over your head. It's like, look, just you're gonna do a guy scene, and you're like, fine, you do like a scene with it, it's whatever. And then you're on the internet now doing sex or doing sex. You're doing sex on the internet. So now, like, your hopes at a normal life and normal relationship are kind of fucked up.
Yeah.
Because at any point, someone could find you. So then you keep doing it. You do a couple more.
Sorry, I gotta say, that just reminds me of one of the hackiest stand-up bits.
What?
It's like, I don't do sex a lot. You can tell because that's how I say it. I've heard that so many fucking times. It's like,
that
you
sucks.
Dork.
That fucking blows. Yeah, I immediately chastised myself because I was like, I fucking have sex, dude. I love fucking pussy.
Come
so hard.
104 is all about pussy and coming.
I came
dude.
In the bathtub the other day. It was great.
You came in the tub? Ew, dude.
I was having sex.
In a bath?
Well, no. I was having sex in a shower, and I like literally, I was like trying to, I couldn't like, I didn't have the leg strength. So I was like, I'm going to sit down. We're having sex. So you have to get on top of me. She's like, there's no room. And then, like, she started trying to ride. And it was just apparent that, like, my knees were pushed together so much that, like, my dick wasn't big enough to have sex.
Yeah.
So I was like, she's like, I can't. And I'm like, just shut. And I was like, don't fucking say it. And I was like, all I had to do was spread my legs out a little bit.
You had to spread those fucking
But I was just
thighs,
like, I was like,
dude.
God damn it. I'm ill-equipped to have sex in this setting, dude. I had to like spread out and do it. But it was funny when she's like, well, I'm trying to. And I looked down. And I was like, my dick's not big enough for this.
Dude, my ex always wanted to have sex like where I was sitting up and she was like straddled.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is the worst. This is the dumbest fucking position
on the
possible.
Edge of the bed.
Like on a fucking on the bed, like I just
no. You, I, if I do that,
like,
I have to
I'm
have my
least,
feet on the ground.
Yeah.
My feet got to be on, and I apparently can't be in a bathtub. Yeah, in the middle of the bed like that, it's like with they just imagine one of those like drapey mosquito net.
Yeah, it's like now
top.
We're working with
unbreak
2 inches.
Heart.
We're working with 2 inches of usable dick right now.
Well, if you get on the edge of a bed and your feet can be below
you, that helps.
That gives you
but
all
dude,
your
I got
dick.
A gut getting in there. I got fucking leaning full, dude.
You
right
got
now,
a
if
lot
I
of
sit,
people fighting, yeah.
If I sit forward with my legs even on the, yeah.
I, you might
there's
be able to
almost
make your,
no
you,
dick.
You could be like, get off. I can make myself come like this.
Yeah, sit there and fuck my own stomach.
Oh,
no, dude.
Oh, so, yeah, but, so these girls in the porn industry. So it's like you show up, you know, you just have sex and this guy comes in your mouth and you leave and you're like, that's not what I expected. You're like, but you got $700.
It's like, I can pay this one phone bill.
And they call, yeah, then they, exactly. Then they call you back and they're like, hey, you know, and you go back, like this girl went back or like her second time and she's like, while they're having sex, they're like instant gangbang. She's like, you mind if one of these guys does anal? It's like, because, you know, you kind of have to do it. If you don't do anal, it's whatever.
Yeah.
So like the second shoot, apparently the sooner you do anal, the worse it is for you market wise. You're supposed to like hold out on that. Because when they're doing that shit.
Anal and black dudes.
Yeah. Well,
like
yeah,
you fuck
apparently,
a black dude,
apparently
like,
that,
right, well,
yeah,
your
apparently
stock
that
just
does
dropped.
It. Or you just, that's, you get pigeonholed into that, and that's your thing.
That's a tough pigeonhole.
Yeah, which is weird. I don't know who's following porn that hard to be like.
I remember her. She did a black scene.
She fuck a black dude. I'll give you like $6 for this DVD. You're in like a fucking flea market. You're like, wait a second. You check your porn star chart of how many black dudes she fucked.
Drops
or do the producers just start paying you? Or does fucking black dudes pay less for some reason in porn? Like, how does that really work out economically?
I don't know, but if we were talking about how shitty comedy promoters are, imagine how bad fucking porn producers are.
I mean, do they
literally have to be the biggest fucking douchebags on earth.
Oh, it's unbelievable, dude.
They literally have to be the worst
situation, dudes. Dude.
It's a million sitches.
Dude, well, that's the other thing, too. So he was like, so will you do anal? And the girl was like, oh, fuck, yeah, I guess. I just quit my job waitressing. I like the $700 I got last week. She's like, fine. And he's like, all right, I'm going to fuck you in the ass first to break you in. This is her fucking manager, dude. She's like, all right, man, fuck. And then, like, so then, you know, you do all that for about, like, a year or two. And then it just, like, people just stop calling you because it's like they're just – it's the average lifespan of a prostitute.
Yeah, it's like an NFL running back.
It's 1.5 years, dude. Yeah, it's like an NFL
practice squad.
So and those stories in porn, they're like, oh my God, so this is like your third time doing this? I always like this bullshit. A lot of it's probably true. These girls come in, they're like, yeah, I've never really got fucked in the ass. And like, you know, they're handling all that money and everyone's there. And then they're like, you're doing makeup. So it's like 1,000 Matt Lauers, dude, in there. And for some reason, nobody boycotts all this Me Too shit. You don't hear anything about porn. And then what happens is after a year and a half, they're like, well, the porn shit's whatever. We're going to have you start doing the escorting. And then they just pimp these chicks out as escorts. So it's like, and for some reason, if you go against porn, you get all the fucking Me Too. It's like, ridiculous. And it's like, dude, it's like the most, it's literally what happened with Matt Lauer on a massive scale. Yeah. And these chicks a lot of times get raped on set and shit. And for some reason, it's like, sex workers, porn stars, and that shit. It's like, nah, dude, I don't support that shit. It's fucking evil, dude.
It is.
It's disgusting. And then to sit there and be like, oh, God, yeah, I'm jerking off to this fucking poor traumatized chick. It's like, ew, dude, I'm a feminist, dude. I don't fuck around with that shit. But no, it ruined it for me. I, like, listened to this shit and listened. It was two different stories about it. And I was like, I can't jerk off to this shit anymore.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
You got to go to strictly amateur couples.
Even that, well, that gets into sex trafficking, though, dude. Because apparently, then there was a whole other thing with, like, they get, like, Russian chicks, and they're like, hey, do you want a job $800 a week? And they're like, yes.
All you have to do is fuck your boyfriend.
It's not their boyfriend, bro.
It's not their boyfriend? It's not their real stepbrother?
No, dude.
That's not really their stepdad?
No. What? So it's like, hey, man, we got a job for you in America. It's $800 a week. You can send money to your family. And they're like, oh, sweet. And they show up, and they're like, you got to fuck guys. And they're like, well, I don't want to do that. And they're like, we're not flying you back.
Yeah, welcome back.
You're going to fuck guys or what? Your family's starving. They're like, fuck. And you get sold into sex slavery. And then usually, like, a lot of webcam models are just sex slaves.
Hell yeah.
And then he said, like, 30%. The one lady was like, about 30% of the guys on there are like, want you to hurt yourself. While, like, they, like, they'll, like, she's like, one guy used to pay me to, like, eat Taco Bell and throw it up while I masturbated. It's like,
oh.
Holy fuck.
Whoa.
Dude, I know.
Oh my God, dude.
Yeah, dude. And, like, and she was an escort, and she's like, people would, like, there's one guy who would bite my nipples till they bled. Like, dude, it's fucking crazy, dude. It's crazy. It is so fucked up. And it's all intertwined, like porn, prostitution, sex trafficking. A lot of it's very intertwined. So people, and then the one girl did say, she goes, I went on a shoot the one time, and everyone was, like, really nice to me. And it was, like, they did, it was, like, one of those, like, women-friendly porn shoots. And then she's like, yeah, I did it once, and then, like, that went out of business, and then I did the other shit.
Yeah, obviously that went out of business.
Yeah, yeah.
People want girls throwing up Taco Bell. They don't want fucking female-friendly.
Throw up the Gordita Crunch now. And like, dude, it's disgusting, man. But they said they like came up
that
with
that guy
like,
was definitely sipping a Baja Blast. Oh, yeah. He definitely had a Baja Blast next to his computer desk.
He was probably eating Taco Bell with her, like, oh, God.
I'm going to throw up, too. You want to throw up at the same time?
Mom, get out. Yeah, I was like listening to this, and I'm like, dude, I can't, man.
Damn, you've done that. You've Bitcoined a few ladies.
I've made my way out of the candies.
You've gotten on there and been like, why don't you fucking throw up Taco Bell?
No, I'm one of the fucking 70%. I've always just been about gentle love, dude. I despise BDSM.
Yeah, dude, BDSM sucks.
I'm just an old lover boy, dude. I just want to tell a girl
exactly.
She's beautiful and suck her titties,
dude.
I just
want to love you.
I just want to love a girl,
dude. I just
want
to fall in love, dude.
I just want to fall in love, and then grow icy after 6 months and be like, nothing's wrong. I don't know if I can do this anymore.
Then as soon as you break up, I love you.
Yeah.
I made a mistake, girl.
Baby, come back. Yeah, but yeah, man, that shit's fucking crazy. It's crazy to think, like, dude, they went into BDSM shit. That is the lamest fucking shit in the world. It is so fucking stupid to be like, I'm going to tie you up and interrogate you and shame you, dirty little girl. It's like, dude. I've had a girl before be like, say I'm a slut. I'm like, I'm not doing that.
I'm not going to call you a slut. Don't be a slut. Yeah, I don't. Please don't be a slut.
Yeah, I don't get off on that. Make you dirty little whore. I'm going to put my fingers in your mouth and spit on you, you bitch. It's like, I'm just trying not to come. It's like, I'm just trying to like,
I'm just trying to avoid eye contact with that mirror and try to come. I'm trying to keep this condom on.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
But yeah, that whole thing of like, apparently a lot of army guys get into BDSM. They come back from the army.
PTSD, dude.
Yeah, PTSD, DSM, dude. Yeah. PTSM.
That's, yeah.
Yeah, they do like seminars for like, it's called like mind fuckery and interrogation. So like you find out like real creepy facts about her apartment and you're like, I heard your sheets are blue. Yeah, I know that. I know everything about you, dirty little girl. Yeah, and it's like, I'm going to fucking put saran wrap over your head. It's like real fucking weird. It's like, dude, stop it.
Yeah.
You don't got to do that.
And I don't know. It's a thing where it's like not a, yeah.
Just, dude, don't jerk off.
It's not like a male thing to be like, I want to fucking kill you.
Some dudes are like
that. But a lot of dudes have that.
So, oh, no, exactly. And that's, dude, crazy. Some girls are fucking, that's their shit. Being like, I'm a sub, dominate me. If I dated a dominatrix, I would just fight her every time. I'm like, dude, seriously, this shit you do.
Yeah, dominatrix
shit.
This
is so dumb.
Baffles me. If someone fucking came in and like hit me and was like, you're a piece of shit, I'd be like, you, fuck you, lady.
Yeah.
The fuck out of here.
I guess that's more for people that don't have that streaming through their head consciously. If someone's like, you're so pathetic, I'd be like, nah, no, yeah.
Yeah,
for
yeah.
Sure.
Like, yeah, this sucks. I'm a loser, dude. Life sucks.
Instantly lose. If I get one, like, almost even like a complaint or like some sort of critique during sex, or even like if I'm getting a blowjob and it's just like any sort of negative energy,
yeah,
I'm losing my heart on it. I'm like, well, you know, I'm like, I need positive vibes, dude.
Yeah, fucking. I mean, that makes perfect sense that there's dudes out there that are like,
oh, God.
In their head, they're like, I'm the fucking man.
Yeah, some girls.
Nothing's, I'm the
pathetic
best
little
ever.
Wimp.
Then
lick my boots, and they're like, oh.
First time in like 10 years, someone's like, you fucking suck. He's like, wait, do I? Oh, yeah.
God.
You're going to make me pop.
Or that might be like having like a mean mommy and daddy who are like, you're pathetic. And you're like, because they were trying to like say BDSM helps people like process their trauma.
Dude,
so
I got
to get it out on the block. And they're like, I'm a dirty whore.